is in our midst tonight. Well, hold on to that now. I want to read you a verse of Scripture. Again, he entered into Capernaum. Oh, people say if we could only get him to come to Hamilton. Okay. Amen. He entered into Capernaum. After some days, it was noise that he was in the house. That's where he's at. He's in the house. You think we might be able to find a house that he's in tonight? You think he might just possibly be in this one? Hold up your hand. What's that you was feeling? If that wasn't Jesus? What's that you was shouting about if that wasn't Jesus? Amen. And straightway many were gathered together insomuch that there was no room to receive them. You know the trouble today? He's here, but folks have got hardened to him. They're not reverent. They don't stand in awe of his presence. Amen. Half the battle is won when you recognize he's here. He's here. Amen. Not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. No loudspeakers. No PA system. No bullhorn. He preached the word unto them. A mob gathered around the house. I've seen them do that. When they closed down so many churches in communist countries and they only had a few they could worship, they would do that in Romania. Fill the yard, the basement, the house. Even in the cold wintertime, they would sit and wait. So we had church in one church clear across town, and then we'd jump in a little old car and hurry all the way across town, and there they were, sweltering, hot on the inside, cold on the outside. So many people crammed in one place, and they cleared a way for us to get through. Amen. So many people. Sometimes they had to stand in the baptistry and preach. The only empty spot in the house. Amen. Praise God. And when they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, he was born of four. Incidentally, Mark, he is so lacking in detail, but this is one time he outdoes, he outdoes Matthew. Matthew, he gives more detail, but in this story, he don't even tell about him tearing off the roof. Matthew don't. But Mark does. Amen. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed. Can you just imagine the racket it would be to tear off the roof? Randy, his bunch tore one off this week. And putting it back on. Can you imagine what a racket it'd be? Start tearing off shingles, boom, 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 man down south, down underneath preaching, wham, wham, whop, 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 slap. Amen. Creak. Prizing up a big piece of plywood. Creak. Amen. And then, first thing you know, they're lifting ceiling tiles out of the way. And a head or two looks through. Yeah, this is a place. Amen. Everybody's listening now to some people's looking up and dust and debris falling in people's heads. People out. Nobody moves. And pretty soon here comes down a man on a sheep. And he let him down right in the midst of him. Amen. They let down the bed where the sick of the palsy lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of palsy, Son, hallelujah, Son, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. He got in the presence of Jesus one time and got a brand new start. He got in the presence of Jesus just one time and got his sins forgiven. Hallelujah. Well, some folks are disappointed about that. Amen. But that's the most important thing he did that day. Amen. Glory to God. They didn't like that because he forgave sin. Amen. And certain scribes say their reason in their hearts, why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sin but God only? They had the truth and didn't know it. Amen. Staring them right in the face. They didn't realize. Amen. God only. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. He was there. Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sin but God only? Immediately when Jesus perceived this in his spirit, that they so reasoned within themselves, he said to them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say to the sick of palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, take up thy bed, and walk. If Sister Collins calls somebody in to pump out the basement because it's flooded, and he hears water running, you know what's the first thing he's going to do? He's not going to douse that pump down in there and start pumping. He's going to turn the water off. The thing that, so where's your cutoff valve? Why, it's over there, so I don't, yeah, they fly over there, coming in the basement. Amen. And so if he has to swim, dive, wade, amen, he gets over there and he reaches out and he feels around and he finds a cutoff valve. Amen. Now we can get somewhere. He don't start slinging the mop until he cuts the water off. Jesus knows what our problem is. Amen. We got a sin problem in this world. Amen. And that is the reason for all sickness. Amen. Now, I don't mean that you might have done some sin yourself to cause your body to get sick. But your father Adam did. And he brought sickness on all of us. Amen. And we got a sin problem. Amen. We got two problems. We got a man sick of the palsy, and we got a man that is sin sick. Well, what do we need to do? Amen. Jesus said that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. He saith to the sick of palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thy house. God spoke to me this morning and said, make them to know my presence. Amen. And I've already got your vote that you felt him here tonight. I already got your vote that that's what you're shouting about and glorifying God about here tonight, that Jesus is here. Jesus is here. And all things are possible because Jesus is here. I need to let you know that you're in the presence of the Son of God. Amen. How many prayed today sometime before you come to church? How many felt the Lord when you prayed? How many brought him to church with you tonight in your heart? Amen. The eyes have it. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Amen. For he said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I. in the midst of them. Did you hear the rustle of a robe? Did you feel the brush of his hand? Praise God. What was you rejoicing about a while ago? Was it because the devil's here? Huh? Was you rejoicing because you're so blue? You can't hardly see the sunshine? Is that what you're shouting about? What was you running for, Brother Doug? Was you running for the devil or was you running for Jesus? He said, I'm running for my life. Praise God. Amen. I tell you what, Jesus is here. Let's say it. Jesus is here. Say it again. Jesus is here. What did he do to that man that they let down in his presence? Amen. For as I know, he never uttered a cry. For as I know, he never gave out much more than a groan as they let him down through the roof. Amen. But they got him in the presence of Jesus. And Jesus knew what he wanted. Amen. He knew what he needed. Praise God. And because he got in the presence of Jesus, amen, he circumvented everything. Glory to God. According to the law, amen, you'd had to offer some sort of a sacrifice and done it again and again and again and maybe let the priest examine you and see if you was well or not, amen, and come back and do it again. Praise God. But one time in the presence of Jesus. One time when he encountered the Son of the Living God, his sins were forgiven. Amen. Forgiven? Yes. If you want to be forgiven, you're forgiven. And even if you don't want to be forgiven, you're still forgiven. Amen. Because the price has been paid. Amen. The offering has been given. Hallelujah. And when you get to where you want it, you can have it. In the presence of God. Amen. There's fullness of joy at his right hand. Our pleasures evermore. Jesus said when they got him to him, thy sins be forgiven thee. Amen. He healed a man one day, and after he healed him, got in the presence of Jesus, and he healed him. And he said, go and sin no more. He got a brand new start. Go and sin no more. Praise God. Circumvented everything. Praise God. I mean, didn't have to prove himself to nobody. Glory to God. Now the reason when a lot of times we sin in the house of God, it's because of hardness of heart. Amen. We sin right in church, going to church, sometimes right behind the pulpit, amen, while we're sinning. Amen. Now how can you do that? Hardness of heart. Amen. Your heart can get so hard that you become a sinner before the Lord. What does it mean to be a sinner before the Lord? Brother Havis said that's like the criminal picking the lawyer's pocket when he's right before the judge. He's such an incorrigible criminal that he sins right in front of the judge. He commits his crime right in front of the judge. Sees that dollar bill sticking out. He can't keep from grabbing it. Amen. And sometimes people get hard in church. And the reason after they're forgiven, sometimes they have to prove themselves for a while, is to see if they got over that hardness of heart. See if they got tender before the Lord. How do you tell if a man is tender before the Lord? Praise God. If he's sorry for his sins, praise God. And amen. Oh, hallelujah. Well, he keeps coming back to the well. Amen. And he sheds some tears. It shows up in his attitude. It shows up in his humility. Praise God. Amen. It shows up sometimes in his hung down head. Hallelujah. Amen. And we realize that he's tied to the whipping post. And amen. He's suffering for what he did. Praise God. But just one time in the presence of Jesus. And that circumvents everything. Praise God. Jesus healed that man and said, go and sin no more, lest a worse curse come upon you. Praise God. One day they caught this poor, wretched creature of a woman, and they half dragged her through the city, a whipping soul like a whip dog, and they flung her down at the feet of Jesus. And I want to tell you something. They might have had an ulterior motive when they flung her down at his feet. But they got her at the right place. Amen. Woo! Glory to God. The accusations roll. Amen. Moses said she's supposed to be stoned to death. Amen. And what do you say? Jesus stoops down and writes on the ground. Amen. I think he might have wrote some of their past. I think that's what they saw. Amen. Time don't mean nothing with God. Amen. Yesterday is just a breath. Amen. Tomorrow, 1,000 years away, is just like one day. Time don't mean nothing with God. Amen. They flung her right down in the presence, hallelujah, of this same Jesus that walked the shores of Galilee. Amen. As he writes on the ground, amen, he makes a proclamation, said, let him that is without sin cast the first stone. Amen. One by one, her accusers melt into the crowd. Amen. Jesus looks over at the wretched creature and says, is there anybody left to condemn thee? She said, no man, Lord. She called him the right thing. Woo, hallelujah. Can you imagine the spectacle? There she was at the feet of the man. Glory to God that created the mountains, the solar system. Glory to God, flung the flaming orbs from his fingertips, caused demons to tremble. What would he do with this poor, wretched sinner? Listen, she's in the presence of Jesus now. And he said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Did you know that scripture wasn't read in a mixed congregation for ages? And there's still some congregations that don't read it. And there were some Bibles copied in bygone years that didn't include this scripture. Because it made Jesus look like he was soft on sin. No, he's not soft on sin. He's hard on sin. He gets rid of it. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. He circumvented everything. He circumvented the stoning. He circumvented the judgment hall. He circumvented everything and said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. And she tonight, you're in the presence of God. I'll tell you why. He said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Peter had cursed and swore, I get straight this time. Amen. Got my tongue tangled around my eye too. Couldn't see what I said and said, Jesus cursed and swore the other. Had to correct myself. Amen. Peter denied his Lord. Amen. Went out, wept bitterly. He joined the crowd of the turncoats. Praise God. Amen. But Jesus sent him a message. Hallelujah. Somewhere in the dark night of his despair, nobody knows where, nobody knows how, Peter's tears got through the throne. Yours can too. Jesus sent him a special delivery priority mail letter. Amen. Said, go tell the disciples and Peter. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus knew all about Peter going to backslide. And he said, when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Praise God. Amen. And here he is. Amen. Glory to God. Just 50 days after the crucifixion, preaching the power of God on the day of Pentecost, and 3,000 got saved. What made the difference? Amen. Peter got to Jesus, and Jesus got to Peter in that interment period. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Another special message. You love me, Peter? Oh, you know I love you. Feed my sheep. You really love me, Peter? Feed my lambs. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You talk about circumventing things. Glory to God. When you get in the presence of Jesus, you're in shape to do something for God. And you better do something for God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he said, amen, some of these days you're going to go where you don't want to go. And they're going to carry you where you don't want to be carried. And thus he spake about the way Peter was going to die. And Peter was just bursting with embarrassment and wanted to say something, wanted to blurt out something. And he was like me when Luke Haney chased me down outside of Mammoth Spring, Arkansas for speed. Amen. I didn't have no speedometer that would work on that 38 Ford, and I didn't think I was speeding. That old 38 Ford, the speedometer didn't work on it. He said, I clocked you going 70, and I didn't know it would do 70. I was kind of proud of the old thing, you know. Amen. And he said, what in the world are you burning in that thing anyway? He said, when you was going up the hill, said the fire was coming out of the back of it. And he said, when you started down the hill, I couldn't see you for the smoke. Amen. And I was looking for somebody to cast blame on, and a guy came sailing by while he had me pulled over. And I said, there goes one that's speeding. I was trying to get him off my case. Amen. He said, he's not going very fast, and just kept writing his ticket. That's the way Peter was. He looked over at John and said, what about this man, Lord? Amen. Glory to God. And you know what Jesus said? He said, if I will that he tarry till I come again, what's that any of your business? You follow me. Follow me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo-wee. Amen. We need to be up and doing. We need to be up and about our Father's business, don't we? We need to follow Him. Glory to God. Ah, yes. And so Peter, he's in the upper room 50 days later. Amen. Having a Pentecost. Judas, however, missed out. You know why? Judas went too far. He committed the great transgression. He was not only sinner before the Lord above all men that ever sinned, he did the worst. He did the grimiest, dirtiest, filthiest, low-downest of all. He betrayed his Lord. And he never did get rid of that hardness of heart that got him in that shape. I've seen some people go to church like that. They come to church with a cloud over their head. You can tell it by the scowl on their face. Amen. Glory to God. I mean full of bitterness, murmuring and complaining. Great God, never got rid of that hardness of heart. Judas committed suicide right fresh from the presence of the Lord because of his old rotten, hardened heart. Did you know that even Judas could have had forgiveness if he'd have wanted it? If he'd have sought it? If he'd have tried? He had plenty of time. Jesus warned him different times. I've chosen 12, and one of you is a devil. He got so hard in his heart, so calloused in his thinking, that the devil took captive of him at his will. He'd go out and get in a good revival, and he'd do all right for a while. Cast out devils and heal the sick. And then suddenly, he was scowling again. Amen. People was either giving too much money or not enough. You know what the problem was? He was greedy and he wanted it. Amen. That's the reason he grumbled when they broke that alabaster box on Jesus' head and anointed him. Amen. That's the reason he grumbled when they anointed him a second time and said this should have been taken and sold and given to the poor. He wasn't interested in the poor. He was interested in grumbling. He was a grouch. He got hard and calloused right in the presence of Jesus. Did you know that Judas got demon-possessed right at the Last Supper in the presence of Jesus? The Bible said the devil entered into him. Amen. I'll tell you, the devil can't get in you in the presence of God like this service tonight unless you invite him in. You got to give him a prepared heart before he can take over in your life. Amen. The devil possessed him and he went out, for it was night. Oh, how dark. He left the presence of God, Jesus, and the saints to sell him for 30 pieces of rotten silver. 30 shekels of shame he took for the Son of God. Can people get in that kind of shape right in church? Sure they can. If they don't watch. Amen. When Jesus walks down the aisles of our church, when sanctified and holy people bring him to the house of God in their hearts, and they unite their faith together, and Jesus stands back of his word and says, there am I in the midst of them. Amen. Now I'm here tonight to let you know that Jesus is here. He's here because we brought him. He's here because we are the body of Christ, bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. He's here because we took time in prayer this afternoon to connect the heavenly supply line and get in contact with him, praise God. And we brought him with a praise on our lips and the joy in our soul, hallelujah. And he's here tonight. And you know what Jesus does when he comes in the house? He heals. Amen. He's got a bag. Amen. Of sorts. Hanging on. Amen. And you just begin to worship him. Praise God. Just begin to praise him. Hallelujah. He may have your healing in that sack tonight. He may have my healing in his bag tonight. Praise God. Glory to God. He may have your little boy's healing tonight. Or your little girl's healing tonight. But any time Jesus comes into a congregation, he can melt Sister Kitty's cataracts. And she's said right behind that boy that God healed his eyes in the last revival. And it looks like a good spot to set to get your eyes healed. Amen. Looks like he reaches down in his bag and pulls out healing for blindness. Right over there. Hallelujah. Woo! Jesus can heal. Jesus can heal. All things are possible. Jesus can heal. After he forgave that man of his sins, shut the water off, then he started the cleanup operation. Boy, it didn't take him long either. Praise God. I mean, before you could say scat, hardly he had that mess pumped out and the walls sprayed down, glory to God, and a brand new face on the situation, a brand new surface on the situation. Hallelujah. He said that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. And he looked down at the palsied man and said, amen, take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. If we can just realize that Jesus is here, you can be healed. Praise God. Circumvent the next trip to the doctor. You may go another time and let him verify it. And he may tell you like he did Kitty, I don't want to see you for 2 years. He may tell you like he did Petey, I don't want to see you. How long did he say, Petey? 6 months. Amen. Woo, glory to God. Ain't no telling what he's going to be telling Sister Lois. Amen. She ain't missed church since God touched her. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes. And they keep coming on. Amen. Brother Croucher, praise God. And hey, I tell you what, glory to God, we've had Jesus walk in the aisle. We started the year taking Holy Communion, the body and the blood of Jesus Christ in a figure. Amen. We took Holy Communion. We washed one another's feet. Got down on our hands and knees and washed one another's feet and testified we're ready to serve. Hallelujah. We've sat in the breath of God's holy fire for 8 weeks, glory to God, and 158 of us, more or less, got baptized in water, amen, and renewed our vows, glory to God, and the good saints made the way and set the example for those that needed the worst, praise God, amen, so they could come and get baptized too. Hallelujah. We've been in the presence of Jesus, and everybody got a brand new start, a brand new facelift, a brand new overhaul. The promise of healing, amazing grace, has been applied. Rejoice in it tonight. Raise your hands and praise him. Thank you, Lord. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Say it. All things are possible. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible. impossible. Jesus is here. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Jesus is here. Amen. The Bible says it. He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee even to the end of the world. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. The end of the world, I'm come yet, Mike. Amen. He must still be here, praise God. The end of the world hasn't come back yet, Brother Beckett. He must still be here. Hallelujah. Lo, I'm with you always. Even to the end of the world. Well, if he's here, what did he say to that man that was sick of the palsy? When he was there and he got in the presence of Jesus, Jesus said, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Amen. Now, what will everybody here tonight that represents Christ, you're part and parcel of the body of Christ. What are you going to say to the lost soul or the backslider that comes into our presence tonight? Since we represent Jesus, amen, let's say what he said. Son, say it. Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Amen. Hallelujah. Just imagine in your spirit somebody that might need it. Some backslider, some young person, some dad or mother that's on the brink. Amen. They might be here and need to feel God tonight. Let's say it together. Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. That's what Jesus would say. Why don't we say it? Let's say it. Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Amen. Isn't the church a place, praise God, to save souls? Isn't the church a place to overhaul lives and give men a brand new start? Let's say it again. Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Amen. Switch it around. Amen. Let's say daughter. Daughter, thy sins be forgiven thee. Did you come wanting forgiveness? It's here. You want it? It's here. Because he's here. Will you receive it? Well, glory to God, ask him. Go, ask him. And you'll hear him say, daughter, thy sins be forgiven thee. Amen. Glory to God. To the sick, he may be saying, and once again, the body of Christ speaks the same thing that Jesus would speak if he was here. So what will the body of Christ say as it echoes, praise God, the spirit of the head, amen, of whom it is part and parcel, bone of his bones, flesh of his flesh? Glory to God. Amen. Take up thy bed and walk. Hallelujah. Did you feel that? Did you sense anything? Did you feel the touch of a nail-scarred hand or something? Amen. Was God speaking to you? Who was he speaking to? Who would he speak to in Hamilton tonight? But the one that needs it. The sick and the sinner. The sick and the backslider. Amen. Who care If you're sick like Job, take courage. There was an end to Job's affliction. Hallelujah. Don't care if you got a thorn like Paul. Take courage. That was amazing grace for Paul's thorn. Hallelujah. And Jesus is here to give grace, to give forgiveness, to give healing. Stand with me tonight. I'm trying to make you to know what Jesus would do if you got in His presence with a humble attitude, with an attitude of repentance, an attitude of godly sorrow, an attitude of longing and hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Praise God. He's saying, go thy way and sin no more. Come on tonight. Lay your burden down. He's here to take it. Hallelujah. Lay that load of sin down. He said, my burden is light. Take up the cross. You'll find the cross at its heaviest and worst is lighter than your sins. Lay your sin down and take up His cross tonight. Amen. Come to this altar. God's got a brand new beginning for you this very night. Step out as they sing. Father, bless this altar call. Give us harvest.
Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were made there just for me. All my sins, my sickness, and my pain.
Hallelujah. We've been to the water. We've been baptized, buried and resurrected to rise again in new life, to walk a new walk. Now extend the hand of salvation and grace to some other soul, somebody in need tonight. Lead somebody to the cross. Lead somebody to Calvary. Home with me. Glory to God. I'm taking anything by false accusation.